This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The coronavirus pandemic has killed at least 1.66 million people around the world since it first emerged last December, out of nearly 75 million confirmed cases. Officials with the World Health Organization said Friday an international team led by their body would be going to China in the first week of January to investigate the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. At a virtual news conference, they also said three quarters of cases were occurring in Latin America, and they thanked Canada for committing to donate doses to other countries. The United States is still awaiting approval of a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. A committee of independent expert advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration already voted to recommend the use of a vaccine developed by U.S. drug manufacturer Moderna. This comes 1 week after federal regulators authorized the first vaccine for emergency use. Several U.S. states say the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine allotments are being cut for next week. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
More than a dozen states say they've been told to expect significantly fewer doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine next week in its second week of distribution. Several governors and state health officials say the vaccine shipments will be less than originally projected. Nevada's allotment is being cut 42%. Washington and California have been told to expect cuts of roughly 40%. At least a dozen other states have also been told to expect fewer doses. One senior Trump administration official, speaking on condition of anonymity, tells the Associated Press initial numbers of available doses provided to states were projections, not fixed allocations. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has been given a COVID-19 shot in an event aimed at reassuring Americans the vaccine is safe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After pushing up his sleeve in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building,
it is truly a medical miracle.
The vice president called it the beginning of the pandemic's end. Pence, his wife, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams all got the shot in a live TV event aimed at boosting confidence in the vaccine.
We have one, and perhaps within hours, two safe and effective coronavirus vaccines.
Referring to federal regulators who are expected to quickly sign off on Moderna's vaccine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Slovak Prime Minister Igor Matovič said Friday he had tested positive for COVID-19 a week after he attended an EU summit in Brussels. The summit is believed to be where French President Emmanuel Macron caught the virus, leading a host of European leaders and top French officials to rush into self-isolation. The government's press department told AFP Matovič had tested positive Thursday and had since canceled all his events. President Macron said Friday he was doing fine a day after testing positive, but was working at a slower pace while convalescing. Macron said he would stay focused on France's response to the coronavirus pandemic and Brexit. British and EU negotiators plunged into the final hours of their scramble for a post-Brexit trade deal Friday, deeply divided on the highly charged issue of fishing rights. The UK will leave the EU single market in less than 2 weeks, and time has all but run out for any agreement to be approved in time to head off a severe economic shock. At least 15 children were killed when a motorbike laden with explosives blew up near a religious gathering in eastern Afghanistan Friday, officials said. The children had gathered at a home in Ghazni province to recite Quran verses, a regular activity on the Islamic holy day of Friday. When the blast happened, violence has surged in Afghanistan in recent months, despite the government and the Taliban launching peace talks to end the country's grinding war. Bulgaria said Friday another Russian diplomat would be expelled, the latest in several such cases, after prosecutors opened a probe against him for spying on U.S. troops in the EU member state. If you'd like more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.